You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty, the daily podcast for your faith. I'm Erin Doherty.
And I'm Lee Campbell. And before we jump into the show, we want to ask a favour of you. The wonderful Melissa Mason, who works here at Mamma Mia. Well, she's a contributor. She co-hosts The Spill sometimes.
See her around the office.
She's always here. She started a fantastic petition. It's on change.org and it is to ban the advertising of tanning products. So currently, tanning products are advertised in Australia. And a few people on Instagram asked me if I meant fake tan. But what it means is, you know, supplements or lotions that are applied to accelerate a real tan in the sun. So it's pretty nuts that Australia has the highest skin cancer rate in the world and that 95% of melanomas are caused by sun exposure. So the fact that these are still doing the rounds when a lot of people can't give their personal opinion on sunscreen,
which blows my mind.
Yes.
So how is it a thing?
When I signed, there was 500 signatures. When you signed, there was...
There was just below 1,500 and now it's like...
Close to 3,000 when we record. And I reckon it's going to be way over that. So we're going to pop a link in the show notes. If you'd like to see a ban on tan accelerating products, please join the movement because tanning is not good for us. Anyway, on to more exciting beauty news.
Yeah, so on today's show, we're going to be asking if Bobs are making a comeback.
Who's Bob?
Oh.
The builder?
This guy. So we're going to unpack why we're seeing them everywhere right now. I feel like every celebrity has one. And we've got an eyeliner hack that's meant to make doing a smoky wing 10 times easier. Mm. So we're going to put it to the test.
Woo-hoo.
In front of the cameras live.
Oh.
But first.
This literally just changed my life. This looks like false. This is how? What?
We need to talk about Lashgate.
We need to talk about Lashgate. Is there an actual hashtag now?
Yes.
Okay, great. It's a real thing.
It's either Lashgate or lash lighting, I think it is.
Oh.
In case you haven't heard, it's the newest TikTok beauty drama. Basically a content creator by the name of Michaela Nogueira. She's like the TikTok beauty queen.
Yes.
So she posted this review of the viral L'Oreal Telescopic Mascara.
Yes.
So you're probably seeing it everywhere. She did the review. She's really well known. She's actually got bigger more recently. I feel like she's kind of like
she blew up in the last 6 months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is this a paid partnership with L'Oreal?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is a paid partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically posted this review where she's got like one eye already done with mascara and the other eye she's put like one layer of mascara on. And she's like, oh my gosh, this is already looking really good. I'm going to go ahead and do the second coat.
Mm-hmm.
But then she does the second coat like off camera and then it cuts to the after shot and her lashes look amazing.
Okay.
They're like very long, full, gorgeous. And then everyone was like, but are they false lashes?
Oh.
And then there was like this whole wave of backlash and suddenly there was like thousands of comments and all her fans... They got really spiced up about it, obviously because people are like, are you lying to us? My favourite comment, I just have to say it, is, Bestie really thought she was fooling us. I know Adele wispies when I see them.
Oh, me too. I need to watch the video.
Like people were just really, really pissed off.
Has she confirmed or denied?
So no, she hasn't addressed any of the claims. Enter Jeffree Star.
Uh-oh. And if people don't know who Jeffree Star is.
He's a massive YouTuber. He's super controversial. He was one of the original kind of YouTubers and then he, you know, there was a lot of controversial stuff that happened.
He had a lot of drama.
In 2020, there was a lot of claims and allegations that came out and then he kind of went into retirement, still kind of posted his own stuff about his own brand but stopped doing reviews.
Right.
So he's now crawled out and he's like, I'm going to add my two cents here.
I used to be friends with all the influencers, right? Rest in peace. And I would see them accept $100,000, $250,000 to say our product was good. And they would lie. I would see it. It would make me sick to my stomach. And I'm glad that I don't associate with those people anymore.
So then he tried the mascara and he was like, yeah, but it's cute. It's affordable. Separated the lashes isn't the greatest thing on the planet. Don't be so easily influenced by what you see.
So I have so many feelings about this. Has she posted anything else?
She hasn't commented on it. So she hasn't commented on all of the backlash from the fans nor the Jeffree Star stuff.
So, I mean, you really can't apply falsies if you're doing a mascara review.
I feel like that's a bit of a no.
I hope she didn't. I hope she comes out and clears it up either way because I think the audience does need an answer. I'm sure L'Oreal wouldn't have approved the content if they thought there was falsies there.
Either way, everyone's talking about this mascara.
I know. Well, now I want it. I'm like, how can I find it to ship to Australia. But also I think I hope that people remember she's a person. And if she's made a mistake, she still has mental health, you know. Hopefully she comes out, and if she's 100%. Made a mistake, she apologizes. And I avoid TikTok because it's scary. The people aren't very kind compared to Instagram.
Don't but
I hope
hurt
that
me.
I hope that she's okay.
Yeah.
And that we get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Wow,
definitely.
Drama's in the beauty world.
So much drama. So there you go. Now you're up to speed.
Now I want to talk about Bob. The Box Bob. I have never seen a haircut blow up so quickly. And look, I'm not one to pay much attention to hair trends because I'm like, oh, brown's in, blonde's in, long's
come and go.
Short, whatever. I'm just, my hair is my hair. I'm going to do what I want. But this Box Bob has just like blown up over, let's say, the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm calling it the Bieber Bob, not Justin. Justin didn't get a bob. But Hailey Bieber last week cut her hair into a very chic box bob. The reason it's called box is because it's very blunt. It's a couple of centimetres under the ear. So it's like it's proper short.
It's a short
it's not
bob, yeah.
A lob. A lot of celebrities that have done it prior to Hailey have sort of had that very undone editorial cool girl off duty bend and wave that makes you think you'll just wash your hair and go.
Yeah.
Unless you have the most perfect hair. You don't. You just need to know that that hair is still styled. Hailey put up a gallery last week and hers is actually more smooth, tucked behind her ear, very chic, but also styled. So I put a poll on my Instagram this past weekend.
I saw that.
My hair's long. Their damage is so damaged that my split ends have split ends and I'm considering a bob. And everyone that's got long hair said, yes, I want you too. But so many people that have recently done it said, keep in mind it's a lot of hard work because you do really have to style it. And it also, I think, comes down to your hair type. So about the box bob, Nicole Petty, she's a hair expert and she was interviewed by Pop Sugar. And she said it's really great for fine hair because it can add fullness and texture with that blunt. So if you have thick, wavy hair or curly hair, you could try it, but you might have to get some layers underneath to razor out the thickness. Otherwise, you'll have that kind of grug.
That's me.
Is that you?
I've done it before. I've gone that short before. And it looked amazing right
when
after I got it styled.
Did it.
And then just every day it was just so hard for me to start. I just looked like I just had like just a mess of hair. Like it was just too thick. Yeah.
So would you consider it again?
I would go shorter, but I think I would
do a lob.
Lob.
And we're growing the hair for the wedding, aren't we?
We're leaving the hair as is for the wedding, yeah.
Okay.
And then we're chopping it off.
Okay, well, I think I might do mine in autumn too. It's just funny because so many people outside the beauty world are talking about it. Tam, who hosts What Are You Wearing? And she's the most stylish person at Mamma Mia. She and I were messaging about it and she's like, oh my God, I think I'm going to do it. I said, hang on, you're about to go on maternity leave. You're having a baby. You do want something you can scrape back out of your face.
Oh, you can tie it up. Okay.
And tie
That's
it up.
Smart.
So, yeah, I reckon take a picture to your hairdresser, but explain your lifestyle, explain your hair type and give it a go. And hold me accountable in a couple of months. I just need to get my head around it because I'm a late adopter. As soon as a new hairstyle comes in, I'll probably be the one getting the box bob. But if you see the box bob everywhere, now you know what it is.
Woohoo.
Here's what we learned from TikToks.
Okay, Erin, breaking news. I hope you're sitting down. There's a TikTok trend that excites me. You know I hate TikTok trends.
I know. This
with
is
a vengeance.
Why I'm so... I'm like, it must be good.
I brought this to the planning meeting and everyone was
to
like,
the table.
You want to do a TikTok trend? So it's called the finger eyeliner trend and I am so intrigued. There's a bunch of creators who have done it and it looks really simple. I believe it all started with a creator called Bex Campbell and her video has had over 4 million views and thousands of comments. So what she's done, she's got a soft eyeliner pencil. So not like one of those waterproof or waterliner pencils. It's got to be kind of like a smudgy one. Draws a dot on the inside of her finger, her pointer finger, and then places the finger at the outer corner of the eye and just does a slight drag out and upwards, sort of towards the hairline, and it creates an easy, smoky flick. So, Erin, are you game?
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was just directly on the eye. So
you
put it on your
finger.
No, you
put it on your finger.
Okay.
That's why it's called the finger eyeliner. So I've got two liners here. I've got the Kylie Cosmetics Black. Then I've got the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk. Did you know they did Pillow Talk eyeliners? It's not a lip liner.
I'm not like much of a pencil liner.
You're a liquid.
I'm a liquid gal.
I'm normally a very fine pencil smudged with an angled brush. Then
and then the liquid
then
over
the liquid.
It. Yeah, so it lasts.
So then you place your finger right next to the end of your eye and your lash line and then sort of drag upwards towards the temple. Okay, yours is very wingy. Mine's not transferring off my finger.
How do you do it with your...
Look, the pillow talk's not transferring off my finger. So if you want an eyeliner that doesn't transfer. Okay, so the pillow talk was a disaster.
I've gotten too hard on this. Oh, no.
Producer Michaela is like trying not to cry laughing.
You've butchered it.
We'll put our results on Instagram and then we'll compare it to the professionals on TikTok.
But it's not easier.
Maybe they did a Michaela and did a cheeky off camera.
Lies.
They didn't. All the ones I've watched, everyone's just much more professional. Well, on that note, we are going to leave the studio and try and fix our makeup. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you liked hearing from us, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, on Friday, we've got a big, big announcement to make. We promise it's going to be good, so please tune in to hear all about it.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
And with unlimited access to world-class podcasts, stories, videos, and events for women, subscribe to Mamma Mia and feel seen and heard like never before.
This episode was produced by Michaela Floriano with audio production by Leah Porges. Kel is back tomorrow with Spotlight. See you soon.
Bye.